Lee Bodden joins us live on the phone line right now. Lee, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Good. You getting sick of all this talk?
Oh, nah, man. Well, you know, I heard it, you know, after the first day, but after that, man, I just went to the Jets.
All right, then let's ask you this question, because I know that Gerard Mayo came out yesterday, and he had some very strong comments about this. There are a lot of people that right now are questioning the state of the defense and how you guys feel and whether you guys felt that the coaching staff was not putting enough faith in you by making that decision last week. Teddy Bruschi, who used to play with this same defensive unit, not a lot of you guys, but some of the guys on that team, came out and felt that the defensive players are probably real pissed right now because they didn't get the opportunity to be out there in that field in that situation. Mayo says pretty much that's a bunch of whatever, and he thinks that the coaching staff did put faith in him. What do you think?
To tell you the truth, man, I answered this, you know, right after the game, and I felt like he had faith in offense to get it. And but you always have to have in the back of your mind, if we don't get it, then the defense has to hold up at that spot. And I feel like then, you know, I'm saying that he has faith that the defense can stop him. That's pretty much the only way I can look at it.
See, that's how Mayo took it, too.
No question.
Yeah, I mean, we have a great offense, and why not? You know, why not keep Peyton Manning off the field? You know, you never know what can happen. I mean, you know, on the team that Teddy Bruschi was on, Peyton Manning went and drove the length of the field to win the game. So, you know, that's a good quarterback, a good team. You definitely, and if your offense is out on the field, why not just try to end it with your good offense?
That sounds like a true team philosophy rather than just an offense and defense philosophy. Does that sound right?
Yeah. I think so. I think that's the way, you know, I look at it. You know, other people have other views of it, but like I said, I mean, it's not 100% that we're going to get it. So you have to feel like your defense can at least hold up right there and stop them.
Was the defense tired in that last drive?
I mean, I don't know how you can be tired. We were on the sideline for a while, and then, I mean, it's only 30 yards ahead to go. So.
Well, everybody's saying the defense was gas, the defense was this, the defense was that. Were you tired?
Me personally, I wasn't tired at all. I was, you know, ready to go. I think I did my assignments well. I mean, it was a few plays where, you know, I was tired. I mean, that happens, you know, during the game.
Uh-huh.
But not as far as just – the last drive, like I said, we were pretty much, I feel like, well rested. We were on the sideline for, you know, for some time, for some plays,
mm-hmm.
and I felt good going out there. I wanted to get a stop.
Lee, have you detected any difference at all in the attitude at practice during the course of the week, especially with the defense, based on all of this conversation, based on the fact that two of the key players that played here, and you weren't here, but two of the key players that played here, and Teddy Bruschi and Rodney Harrison, were so vocal about it on national TV. Have you sensed that this defense has got an extra little kick in their step this week?
I don't think so. I mean, you can't really listen to, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter if they played here or not. I'm sure they have plays where, you know, they want to get back or, you know, they didn't play perfect in games, in tight situations, things like that. So you can't – you have to ignore, you know, what people are saying about you and just go out there and prepare for the next game. It was over with after the game was over. You know what I mean? You think about it, you think of things that you could have done better or, you know, what ifs, but – you can't do anything about it, you know, when a gun sounds. So it's really on to the New York Jets, and that's pretty much what I think the defense has done this week. We put it past us, put it behind us, and we can't really think about that because we have a tough division game coming up, and we need this win.
There's some people this past week who have said that the defense seemed to change or look different late in the game, that it softened up. Obviously, it looked like you guys were in pass situations on a regular basis. Did the defense change at all for those last few drives by the Colts?
Well, tell you the truth, I really don't remember. You know, I really don't remember a lot of the calls. I would have to look and, you know, look at the film and see. But I think we pretty much stuck to the game plan. You know, they just executed down the stretch, you know, which a good team is going to do. But, you know, we didn't make the plays when we needed to, and they did. And that's why they came away with the victory.
How do you look at the Jets the second time around? They beat you the first time around, but obviously they've been in a funk. You guys are coming off an emotional loss, but obviously played pretty well last week as well. How do you approach this team this time around?
We approach it like every week. We prepare like every week. We know this game is going to be tough. We did lose to them the first time around, and they, you know, they traded for Braylon Edwards, so that's another weapon that we have to
account for. Yeah,
account for. So it's definitely going to be a tough game, and you know, it's a division game. Everybody knows division games are tough. And their defense is tough. So we prepare like every week. Just try to stay focused, you know, get the game plan, get the calls, so everybody get on the same page so we can go out there and execute and try to come away with the victory.
How does Sanchez look compared to how he did early in the season?
Sanchez has been, you know, he's been up and down, but pretty consistent. I think he had, you know, one game where he threw a lot of interceptions. I want to say the Buffalo game. You know, he looked good in the first game, and you know he looked good. He looks good, you know, on film to me. He makes a lot of good throws, and I mean he's young. He kind of gets he kind of gets antsy in the pocket at times, you know. But he still he scrambles to throw, and he's good at that. So you know he's getting better and better each week. But you know. We just have to, you know, try to get after him, try to, you know, disguise some things and just mix it up and try to get after him.
I was just going to ask you about that scrambling because when he does scramble, he seems to have some success throwing the ball on the run. Where he seems to have a lot of difficulty is when he gets pressure right up the middle. He almost seems like he rushes or forces the ball. As a defensive back, do you kind of sense in looking at some of the film that that's where you can capitalize a little bit, especially when a guy's rushing a little bit and maybe not timing it out perfectly and throwing the ball where he wants to throw it?
Definitely. And that's what you want to do with, I mean, a lot of quarterbacks, but especially young quarterbacks, you try to get pressure on them up the pocket. But he does, like I said before, he does have success going, you know, out the pocket and throwing on the run. He's really good at that. But if you get pressure up the middle and try to force them to make some bad throws, that are definitely is definitely good for the defensive backs and linebackers that are, you know, in coverage.
Hey, how's this whole experience been for you? I mean, a lot different, I would think, from where you came from. You're laughing already from your last spot, and things haven't gotten much better out there in Detroit. I'm wondering how different an experience this has been for you.
Oh man, it's been different, and a great, great difference. I can't even describe it in words, man. It was pretty bad last year. I mean, as you know, didn't win a game, but everything was bad. You know, from the top down. I'm just being honest.
No, we appreciate your honesty. We know.
Yeah, I'm just being honest, and I try to tell those guys. You know, I didn't think it was going to change because of just some of the things that they did around there. It just didn't make sense. You know, you wouldn't think an NFL team would do some of those things. But, you know, I'm not here to talk about that. You know, I wish them the best because I still, you know, I have friends on that team. So, you know, I never want to see them, you know, go
right.
without winning the game or being, you know, that bad. But they have a lot of work to do over there, but my situation here is great. You know, I'm glad I was able to come to a team like the Patriots, where you know they have the attitude of winning and you know take nothing less than winning. You know, they talk championship every year, not just the playoffs. So it's just a winning attitude. The guys are great here. The coaches are great. Learning from, you know, pretty much one of the best coaches you know, ever. It is wonderful. You know, playing with one of the best quarterbacks ever is wonderful. It's just a great atmosphere, and I'm enjoying every minute of it.
And let me ask you this. In being in both of those situations,
why do you have a smile on your face asking this question?
I take it it's not coincidence that one of these teams seems to be in the run every year and the other team doesn't. When you go to work every single day in every facet of what they do, do you just feel totally different? Do you just see how the operation is done totally different? And is that the reason that one of these teams has had tremendous success and the other one hasn't?
Definitely. Definitely, man. I mean, you know, as soon as I walked in there, it didn't feel right to me. You know, I mean, Cleveland, you know, I came from Cleveland, and Cleveland was not a bad organization at all. Their organization, I think they're top-notch, you know, as far as organization-wise. They just, you know, can't get it done as far as, I guess, the GM and you know, player personnel, whatever it is.
Yeah, they get some issues now. Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So, but as far as taking care of the players and having good guys there, Cleveland, you know, definitely was a good organization. And then, you know, going to Detroit, it just didn't feel right. I can't even really put into words. It just didn't feel right. A lot of the things, every facet of everything just
makes it a little easier to go to work every morning, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard, you know, to go to work every day and be happy. You know, I tried to force myself to be positive.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, when you see, you know, things going on that, you know, you just can't see why it's happening, why an NFL team would do things like that.
Can you give us an example?
It was baffling to me, but you know, I'm glad to be out that situation, and hopefully I won't have to, you know, be in another situation like that.
Pete?
I was going to say, can you give us an example?
You know, I really can't. I mean, because...
It's everything.
Yeah, I mean, it was everything. You know,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it was everything. I just caught myself... Just talking to guys, and you know, guys have been on other teams, and you know, we had the same feelings about, you know, what was going on there. And I mean, the reason why I can't tell you is because I mean, I'm not living it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so but you know, if you were talking to me last year, I probably could tell you everything. You know, but
let me ask you, I can't really think of anything right now. Let me ask you this question: getting back to the Patriots in their situation and the way they play week to week, everything entirely changes based on the opponent. It also may mean that you're starting one week and the next week you're not starting, or they're doing different things based on the skill level of that individual player. That ever get to you?
Nah, I mean, you can't question what Bill has done or what because he's won three championships. He knows what he's doing. Everything is week to week, and he does what he feels like is best for the team, and you have to go along with it. You know, like I said, I could have been in Detroit last year, hey, I mean, starting every game, but not winning one. So I'd rather, you know, be a part of a winner and contribute however, you know, they want me to contribute and be happy and win some games.
Is there a certain confidence in the locker room that's almost palpable? You can almost feel it when you walk in the locker room as opposed to, I saw the same thing going from the Giants to the Jets in 93, going from a great organization to a crap organization. You can almost feel it when you walked into the locker room.
Yeah, it's like guys have confidence that they're going to win, but you kind of know in the back of your mind that you probably don't have a chance.
Lee, let me ask you this, because Detroit plays on Thanksgiving Day every
single every year.
And it's absolutely brutal.
You sound like a big fan of that.
And so how do you think those guys are thinking going into this Thanksgiving Day game?
You know what? I'm going to tell you about my experience.
Go ahead.
Everybody, you know, when I was a kid, I used to watch Thanksgiving.
Right.
Every Thanksgiving, watch the games. And just, I would have loved to, you know, play on Thanksgiving. So last year, I was so excited. Even though we were 0-0, you know, whatever we were, I was excited to play on Thanksgiving. And I thought I was hoping, I was like, man, just let us have a chance so people could watch and, you know, maybe things would get turned around. And, I mean, the second play of the game, we fumbled. Gave him the ball on like the 30-yard line. They took two plays, scored. I mean, it was bad. Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry, man.
It was bad, man. And I played my heart out. I think I had a great game that game, but it goes unnoticed because of we got blown out. It was probably like 40-something to nothing. I don't know what it was. It was bad.
Well, we're glad you're here, man.
But I mean, hopefully those guys, you know, it's not that bad this year. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a better time. I mean, they've won a game. You know, they have some good players. But I mean, I probably won't be tuning in to watch them. I'll probably watch the later game.
And the people in Detroit are not watching them this week because it's blacked out in Detroit. It's blacked out in Detroit this week. Wow. They can't get it. They didn't sell the game out, so they're not putting it on local TV.
Oh yeah, that's how it was last year. They were giving away tickets for Thanksgiving game to get it to be aired. But
see, only reason why I'm glad you're pointing this out is that fans around here, when they hear you talk like that, we appreciate what good teams we have here.
Yeah.
And that should not go unnoticed because
it shouldn't, man. Because you know you have a team like that. I mean, it's hard. It's hard. And I felt bad for the fans that we couldn't go out there and give them, you know, their money's worth or give them anything.
Right.
You know, to at least a home game. You know, I mean, we had a couple good home games, but I mean, when you lose, you lose, and you know they just boo, and you know, so yeah. Fans should be thankful to have a good team. It's a great organization, good team, good players.
And a great owner.
Oh, good news.
Yeah, great owner.
Good news is you're playing Sunday. You don't have to play on Thanksgiving Day this year. Are you looking at that one?
You guys scored 10 points. The problem is you gave up 47.
Hey, Lee, it was great talking to you. Good luck on Sunday.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
See you.